Want to do real quickly our honored guests this evening, and then we're going to save our applause at the end. Our guest tonight, our Congressman R.J. Carson. On behalf of Susan Brooks, Congresswoman Susan Brooks' office is David Burian, Mayor Greg Ballard, Public Safety Director Troy Riggs, Doug Bowles, the President of the Motor Speedway, Josh Bleel of the Annapolis, from the Annapolis Colts, Dr. David Hampton, Light of the World Church, Rabbi Hal Shevitz of Congregation Beth El Zedek, Dr. John Coppage of the Sesson Presbyterian, Imam Michael Sahir, Nur Allah Islamic Center, and Reverend Ann Rosebook, the Senior Pastor of Meridian United Methodist Church. A round of applause for all our folks who will be talking to us tonight. And before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, it never hurts to start things off with a little bit of a prayer. And helping us out will be my good friend David Hampton, Senior Pastor at Light of the World Church, to lead us in our opening service. And this won't be as long as his usual services on Sunday morning.
Good evening. If you can, join hands with someone next to you as we gather in unity tonight. Let us pray. Eternal God of all life, liberty, and goodness, we ask your patient ear as we cry out unto you this evening. We ask your healing hand as we cry out in the midst of violence, in the midst of unrest, in the midst of some who see and live only hopelessness. But Lord, we ask that you give us vigilance in the face of violence, that you might grant us peace in the midst of peril, that you might grant us courage even in the midst of chaos. Bless our great city as we cry out from the circle, even unto the streets, even as there is bloodshed and death all around us. We know there is life in you. We know there is victory in you. And so, Lord, we stand together in unity. We stand with hands joined and hearts joined and minds joined on one accord. We say, pick us up now, as some of us have fallen. Give us sight, even as some are blind. Lord, give us the ability to walk now down the path of hope. Give us the ability to see beyond our pain. I pray that you touch our children. I pray that you would give protection to the police officers who serve and protect us. We pray that you would help public officials to make sound decisions and to continue to lead us. And mostly we thank you for this gathering of hearts and minds, that you would continue to open up glory unto us. It's in the matchless name of Jesus, we say thank you, shalom. We say assalamu alaikum. We say peace be unto us all. Amen.
Pastor David Hampton. Now, before I introduce our next guest, one thing you folks are going to hear, some pretty familiar themes this evening from a lot of our speakers. But there are a couple that I think that are really, really important that would go a very long way to help Annapolis solve its crime problem. Because the police can only do so much. The police are doing their job. The cops are arresting the bad guys. What we need to do is make sure that when the bad guys go to jail, they stay in jail. Luckily, with some changes in the law and some changes some folks will push over the State House, that'll happen. But the law is only one part. The other thing that people really need to do, and I say this every day on the radio, is if you got kids, you're not your child's friend, you need to learn to be a friggin' parent. Because the newsflash, the problems that you have with your kids now are the problems we're going to have to deal with as an adult later on. And I can assure you, had somebody parented 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago, we would not have the problems that we would have today. All right, that's my soapbox. Now, I introduce my good friend, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of the great city of Indianapolis, Gregory Ballard.
Thanks, Abdul, and thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. It's been a difficult week. A lot of people done a tremendous job in honoring Officer Wren. But this is a pattern recently that has happened in our city before. You can go back to 2006, 98, further. We've had things like this occur, spikes that seem to make no sense to us. Other cities are going through the same thing. Please don't ever think that Indianapolis is going through this alone. The numbers across this nation right now are staggering. And the president has summoned mayors back to the White House here in the near future to talk about it once again. But when I say that we've had these patterns before, when you look back over the last 40 years, we really have not adjusted. What Abdul talked about keeping the bad guys longer, I think that's true. I think we're doing a better job, at least recently, about ferreting those out who need help and those who probably aren't going to receive the help well and they need to stay behind in jail a little bit longer. The police, in the middle of all this, continue to do an unbelievable job. Chief Hyde, right here in front, and his team have changed tactics using data and analytics better than ever before, are in the right places at the right time, and they're better than they've ever been. But there's another piece to this. And you heard it said so many times over about the family and the parents and all of this. And anybody who's heard me speak, you've heard me say, I don't blame parents very much because the parents today have not had a role model. They don't know what it looks like. If you haven't seen it, you can't do it. But as this breakdown has occurred over the last 40 years, our institutions have not changed. You know, the family institutions, the religious institutions, the educational institutions, and all of that, we all have a pattern of behavior, of incentives, of standards, of laws that have not adjusted. They just have not adjusted to the reality that we have been watching for decades. And we here in Indianapolis, along with other cities across the nation, because the mayors are very engaged in this, we'll be looking at that package, leading into it. There is a subculture out there of kids who get expelled, who drop out, they're 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever. And where do you think they go? They don't do what you and I do. They have no skill set. They might be able to read. No one's going to hire them. And yet they're amongst us in the city. And how do you think they eat and put a roof over their head and do all those things? Those are the folks we're talking about. That's 90% of the issue here and in other cities across the nation. And unless we look at those behaviors and incentives and laws and standards and don't adjust to the reality of what is actually happening, we're not going to get out of this. I was speaking a couple nights ago at the Light of the World Church, and I said that the rallies and the marches, they're all fine. But unless you're willing to go take a kid by the scruff of his neck and say, we're going in this direction, we're not going this way, we're going this way, this isn't going to change. Unless you take charge of a 10-year-old and make sure that he knows how to read and that he knows what proper society should look like and he has somebody, a caring adult by his side, This is never going to change. That's the way it is. And we have to understand that. We could put people away and the police could get their tactics even better and all of that. But once they do that, there's another flood coming. There's another group coming, and they come every year. And whether they manifest it quickly, like at 16 or 17, or at 25 and 26, they're going to manifest it sometime in a form of crime and violence. So we'll be looking at this, and we'll be looking to get all the partners we possibly can. We have great partners at the State House, one is standing right there, Senator Merritt. There's other people, the relationships with like the 10 Point, so many other people who really are engaging in this. Pastor Jackson right in front of us with the Summer Jobs Program. These things make a huge difference, but we have to get them to scale. We have to address the issue of these primarily young men heading into this subculture that we don't see. They just fall off the map. We've got to fix that. We've got to fix that. And that's what we'll be doing. As you move on your way out tonight, please, there are a lot of police out here. Please go shake their hand. They've been through it. They've been through it. They did a great job. Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Rabbi Hal Shevitz of the Congregation Beth Zedek with a reading from the Old Testament. Rabbi.
Most of it's from the Old Testament, but some of it's more adaptable in a prayer for peace. May we see the day when violence and bloodshed cease, when a great peace will embrace the city of Indianapolis and the whole world. Lo yisagoy el goy cherev v'lo yilmedu od milchama. When nation shall not lift up sword against nation, humanity will not again learn war. For all who live on earth shall realize we have not come into being to hate or to destroy. We have come into being to praise, to labor, and to love. Compassionate God, bless the citizens of Indianapolis and of all cities around the world with the power of compassion. Fulfill the promise conveyed in Scripture. I will bring peace to the land, and you shall lie down, and no one shall terrify you. I will rid the land of enmity, and it shall not be ravaged by violence. Let love and justice flow like a mighty stream. Let peace fill the earth as waters fill the sea. Adonai oz l'amo yiten, Adonai yivarech et amo bashalom. May God give strength to God's people. May God bless us with peace. And let us say, Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi. I'm Kevin Freeman from WFMS Cumulus Media. Thank you again for coming out tonight. We have a number of businesses that have gathered here today in support of one thing, and that is to unite and fight against violence. We thank them for being a part of this. Please welcome to the stage, representing the Indianapolis Colts, Colts spokesperson Josh Blyle.
First of all, thank you so much for coming. This is my home. It's been my home for 37 years. My father worked for school systems here in IPS for 36. My mother worked for the Red Cross. This is home. It's your home. It's our home. And I'm proud of that. Working for the Colts, I know they give back. I know the Pacers and all those stadiums that we fill. It's a wonderful thing, but the true men and women who deserve that applause, deserve those fans, are the police officers that give their lives daily. Who go out there each day willingly to keep us safe. the things we take for granted, that I can walk out each morning with my two kids safely in this city that I call home. Edmund Burke once said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." It takes all of us as a community, not just our police officers, but the parenting that you've heard about, watching over, setting good examples, helping out at the shelters, helping out whatever you can. If you think there's a problem, you have to be part of that solution. It is a wonderful thing to be called a Hoosier, to live here in Indianapolis, to give forth, but also just to recognize that we are united, that together we can get through anything. Together we can help ease the pain. But together we can support the men and women each day risking their lives. For Officer Wren's family, the prayers that go out to him and his fellow brothers and sisters that deal with that grief, that we show them that we are behind them, not just tonight, but every single day, that we see them to say thank you, to recognize their compassion, their loyalty, to keep Indianapolis safe, and to allow us to call this home on a daily basis. Thank you for coming out tonight, and I enjoy this community. I enjoy calling this home, and I enjoy everyone here. God bless and take care.
Thanks, Josh. Our goal tonight is to come together in a positive way to show our support for our city and those who serve and protect it. Now let's welcome Public Safety Director Troy Riggs.
Good evening, and thank you for being here. I couldn't help but think when I was looking around tonight, so many families enjoying a vibrant, safe downtown Indianapolis. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for being and wrapping your arms around the IMPD and Chief Hyde over the last couple weeks. It's been a difficult time. The chief and his team have been working hard. They're doing good work. And as I said, they think of themselves as a family. And as we look around tonight, there's a little bit of a family atmosphere here, a family of Indianapolis. It's something I remember that when I was a young person and we would sit in our home and we didn't have a lot of money, but we loved God, we loved our country, and we thought about community service. I remember my dad would call community or would call meetings, family meetings, when we were facing issues. Well, here in Indianapolis, can we have a little bit of an Indianapolis family meeting tonight? Can we talk a little bit about the issues that are facing our city and be honest about this dialogue? We had 125 people die last year. Now, some point out, we had fewer shootings in our city last year than we had in 2012, but yet 125 people died. That's 125 too many. We also had 168 citizens that took their own lives in Indianapolis, proving we have some social issues, and we lost another 110 due to heroin overdose. We have some families that are in trouble tonight. There are members of our Indianapolis family that are in trouble. And we would like to say as a family, and I hope you agree with me to this, we can no longer be apathetic if only one child doesn't receive a good education. We can no longer be apathetic when we know there are children going hungry during the summer. We have to do a better job. And I'll tell you this, we can no longer leave it only up to the police department. We have to realize it's a community's responsibility for public safety, and we can never be apathetic about crime, no matter where it occurs in our great city. By being here tonight, you are telling those individuals that perpetrate violence throughout our great city that we've had it. It will not be tolerated any longer. Thank you for being here. May God bless you. May God bless our city. And may God keep our public safety workers and emergency personnel safe tonight as they walk the beats. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Director Riggs. I'm Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Show on Q95 and Clear Channel Communications. Tonight we are all a part of Indy United. Coming tonight, you've helping send a message to our community that the violence must indeed stop. And please join me in welcoming now Dr. John Kopich at the Second Presbyterian Church for a reading from the New Testament.
This is a reading from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, quote, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, for by doing this you will be heaping burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by doing good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Dr. Kopich. We continue tonight by welcoming the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Mr. Doug Bowles.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank Emmis and Cumulus and Clear Channel for bringing us together as a community. This is a great opportunity for us to stand united and the three competing radio organizations to come together as an example for how we as Hoosiers and citizens here in Indianapolis and central Indiana should act together as we stand united. Thank you very much for this opportunity. You know, you might say why, or you might ask, why is somebody from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway speaking tonight? And I guess I'd like to offer a couple of reasons. First of all, the little racetrack at 16th and Georgetown, I think, represents for all of us the spirit of the city of Indianapolis in central Indiana. That spirit started over 200 years ago on what we're standing on today, that's swampland. It was Fall Creek Settlement. 190 years ago, the circle we're sitting on wasn't Monument Circle, it was Governor's Circle. And 110 years ago, this 284 monument with Miss Liberty was built. This city of Indianapolis does great things. We take swamps, we turn them into capital cities, we lead states, we take challenges, and we defeat them. And that is what the Indianapolis Motor Speedway has stood for in its 105 years. But over those 105 years, it started in a cornfield. Today, it's in a neighborhood. In fact, it's in several neighborhoods, neighborhoods that are dealing every evening and every day with the challenges that this city faces. Lafayette Square, Eagledale, Speedway, the Near West Side, Garden City, all of those neighborhoods are dealing with that, and we live in the heart of it. We are your neighbors, we stand with you, and we are prepared to fight this alongside you. But maybe most importantly for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is a partnership that we have, that without that partnership, no race takes place at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's a partnership with all of law enforcement, but in particular with IMPD. It's IMPD that I worry about every day, getting my customers in and out safely from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, helping us deal with the challenges that we have there. And I think about that often, and what I forget about, and Officer Wren's sacrifice has made me think about even more, those officers aren't there to direct traffic for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and our customers. They're there to protect this community. They leave their families every morning. They kiss them. They hug them. They don't know what calls they're going to get. And the mayor is exactly right. When you see those officers tonight, not only say thank you, hug them if you have the opportunity. I guess in this time, we start and think about what do we do next as a community? This first opportunity is to stand united here. I would challenge each of you to reflect a little bit. And from my standpoint, I think if you look at First Thessalonians, you start thinking about pray without ceasing. We all need to begin praying without ceasing. But you might say, what do we pray for? There's so many things in our community, I don't even know how to use those words. Well, Romans 8 tells us that as long as we're praying, the Spirit hears us, knows what we're praying for. I challenge all of us to do that. In racing, we often talk about running the race with endurance, and Hebrews tells us how to do that. That is something that I think this city has proven in almost 200 years in the state of Indiana that it does well. And with the leadership of Greg Ballard and the IMPD, our clergy, and this community, our neighborhoods, we will overcome this as long as we continue to run the race of endurance. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. I'm Amos Brown from WTLC AM and the stations of Radio 1. And as the elder here tonight from the radio industry, I am proud and I want to thank all of you for joining all of us in radio tonight as Indy United and showing us as we show our support for public safety, law enforcement, and our great city. We are united against the violence that plagues our city, north, south, east, west. Please join me in welcoming Imam Michael Sahir of the Nur Allah Islamic Center for a reading from the Quran.
Good evening. It is indeed my honor to be here tonight. Myself being a public servant, I'm a firefighter as well, to stand in unity with our mayor, the director, police chief, and the police. And I pray that as we stand united, that we do not leave out any of our citizens, that we recognize all. Those who are good and working with those who may not be so good. Disregard no one. Reading from the Holy Quran, chapter 6, verse 151. Say, come, I will rehearse what God, Allah, has really prohibited you from. Join not anything as equal with him. Be good to your parents. Kill not your children on a plea of want. We provide sustenance for you and for them. Come not nigh to shameful deeds, whether open or secret. Take not life, which God has made sacred, except by way of justice and law. Thus does he command you, that you may learn wisdom. Thank you, God. Peace be with you.
Thank you, Imam. For over a year, our Radio 1 stations, not only here in Indianapolis, but in the other communities across the country we serve, we have had a phrase, and we call it, Your Life Matters. And as we stand here tonight, Indy United, on the circle that unites us all, we need to rededicate ourselves that every life, your life matters. Whether they are our police officers and our public safety servants, we need to tell them your life matters. Every child in this city,
whether they're an A student or they're a child in need and trouble. We need to say to them, every life, your life matters. For every hard-working family in the city, whether they got a job or they're down on their luck and they don't have a job, we need to tell every one of them, your life matters. We need to especially tell our senior citizens that every life, your life matters. If we remember that phrase and we follow up on what the mayor said and we follow up on what the public safety director said and recommit that every one of the 928,000 human beings that live in this city, every one of their lives matter. And especially to 1,600 men and women who wear a blue uniform. And this week, they got a gold badge wrapped in a black crepe band. They've been hurting, and their leader has kind of welled up all that hurt inside of him. Put your hands together and welcome our chief of police, Rick Height.
Wow. I am truly humbled by a sea of humanity. I'm humbled by the wonderful introduction, but I'm proud to be a leader of the greatest police department in this country, ladies and gentlemen, the IMPD. The IMPD. This assembly is not here by accident, ladies and gentlemen. We want to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Officer Ren was one of those who stood in the gap for those of us who could not stand for ourselves. He and his family and those who lost their lives in spirit of duty and service to this city cannot and will not be forgotten. But I want to thank you for taking time and not thinking it robbery, to take time away from your families and your busy lives to come here and pay homage to us. But we also are here to applaud you, because without you, we would not have been successful, and we can not be continued to be successful. We're going to need you, because right now we have an enemy among us who are trying us, who are pushing back. As the director talked about, he gave the numbers. He's analytical. We have good leadership in this town. He thinks. We're blessed with a mayor who understands and gives back to us the resources, the opportunities, and the mission, the purpose. Well, let's be honest. We have a few people, less than 0.5%, who just don't get it, folks. But we're here to say we stand united in blue and brown, and those of us who wear and carry the badge, we take our oath simply. We take it seriously. It's a simple oath. It starts with, I solemnly swear. It ends with, so help me God. And in between, it says, faithfully and diligently, without impartiality, we will perform the duties to the best of our ability, and that means unto death. And yea, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We will no longer fear evil in our city. Is that right? We will not fear evil in the city. Is that right? We are a united people. Isn't that right? These are our homes. These are our families. These are our children. Our city, our children are watching in our city. Our elders are watching in our city, but we're watching out for you at the same time. We're going to walk the streets tonight. We're watching as people go about the day. We want to continue to have them do that. But IMPD stands strong with mission, purpose, honesty, integrity, and character to safeguard you even unto death. God bless you, and thank you for representing us. Thank you.
Chief Height. And all of his officers know that applause is not just for Chief Height, but it's for all of our officers, no matter where they are, whether they're on the circle or whether they're in any of our streets in the neighborhood. And now, please welcome the congressman from the 7th Congressional District of Indiana, the Honorable Andre Carson.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, to Chief Height, to Mayor Ballard, our Public Safety Director, to Radio One, Cumulus, Emmis, all of our faith leaders, all of our elected officials who came up show support for our police officers. And as a former and current and always police officer, my heart goes out to all of our fallen officers throughout the years. You know, I was on Pastor Jackson's show this very morning, recalling a story that we are told in our American mythology of sorts. It was the story of Ben Franklin leaving the Constitutional Convention. And when Ben Franklin walked out of that convention, he was approached by a lady by the name of Mrs. Powell. And Mrs. Powell walked up to old Ben, and she said, "Well, Ben, what do we have? A monarchy or a republic?" And old Ben looked down at Mrs. Powell. He said very firmly, he said, "Mrs. Powell, we have a republic if you can keep it." The question becomes, how do you keep the republic? It starts by holding those that you've placed in public office accountable. It starts by showing our support and making an investment in the communities in which we live. It starts with supporting our teachers who are tasked with educating our kids. It begins with taking a time out of our busy lives to be a mentor or a coach to a younger person. It means supporting our public safety workers, EMTs, firefighters, and certainly police officers. But most importantly, and I'm not a theologian, so I'm not burdened with this task, my only reference point is law enforcement. Keeping the republic also means standing up as a community to the barbarianism that we're seeing, to the savagery that we're seeing, to the uncivilized behavior, and saying, enough is enough. We are the 11th largest city in this great country, and we're growing each and every day. The city of Indianapolis ranks high on some of America's places to visit. We cannot allow a sliver of this society to give us a bad reputation. We cannot allow, as a community, for us to be divided and respond racially. You know, it was great to see all of our faith traditions represented today. I'm reminded of the Jewish axiom, tikkun olam, healing the world. I'm motivated by the conversation that Jesus Christ had with his disciples on this notion of leadership. And he said, "He who wishes to be chief among you shall first be your servant." I'm reminded of the Islamic tradition of charity and giving back in the time of Ramadan, always thinking about the least of these. But all of these great Abrahamic traditions share one common thread. That is the golden rule: doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. White life, black life, an Arab life, Jewish life, a Latino life, an Asian life are all equal in God's eyes. We are one human family, and we are one Hoosier community. Let us go forth as world changers. Let us go forth as more responsible citizens, and let us go forth saying enough is enough. We're taking our community back. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Smiley from WZPL Radio. Indy United, here we are. We stand here on the circle. Thank you guys for coming out here. We've got the children's choir coming up here in a moment. I like what the mayor had said about, you know, it starts with the family. You know, teach your children. Talk to the family. It starts there. I liked, we've been on the radio the last couple of days talking to groups of people, and we've had a lot of guests on the show, and it always goes back to the family. And I just really think that's where it begins. So, you know, think about that. I just love that everybody's here taking the streets back. We love this city, and it's so, so nice that all you guys would come out here. So let me introduce our next guest, Reverend Ann Rosebrock, senior pastor at Meridian Street United Methodist Church. Here she is.
We've been inspired by sacred texts, by speeches, and soon by music. So as we leave tonight, we have to take that inspiration and strength with us so that we remain united and convinced we can make a difference in this great city. Let's pray. God of all people, God of all places, God of all times, we call you to the great city of Indianapolis this night. We pray that you will lead us out of the shadows of fear and violence and into the light of your peace and justice. We pray that you will make us partners as you transform this city into holy zones where we can find peace, where we can find truth, where we can find harmony. We pray for those who offer their lives in danger each and every day, those first responders and citizens who walk the streets seeking peace. We pray for those who have lost loved ones to violence this year, and pray, our God, that as your partners, we will put a stop to the violence. In every neighborhood, may there be voices that shout out for peace on every corner. May we stand united for peace in every home. May we speak of peace and walk in ways that will bring mutual respect and, our God, harmony to this city. Grant us now that we leave empowered by your presence with us, that you will guide us into paths of holiness and peace and justice. We pray all of this in the name of the Creator, God Almighty. Amen.
I want to thank everybody again for coming out here tonight. Look out for each other, all right? You know, let's all come together, watch each other, keep an eye on each other. And thank you again. As now we welcome the Indianapolis Children's Choir to come out and perform here on Monument Circle. And if you can, so we're going to have candles out here, but if you can just take your smartphone out and we'll use our smartphones tonight, that'll be kind of neat. So thank you guys again. And here comes the Indianapolis Children's Choir. Have a great evening.
Thank you. marching, marching, we are marching. Marching, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching. Marching, we are marching in the light of God. See a humbug and yen quecos. 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 Yen quecos. See a humbug. Humbug, see a humbug.
Oh,
One more round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for the Indianapolis Children's Choir. Thank you all for coming out tonight, supporting law enforcement, and Clinton sending a clear message to everybody that Indianapolis is united. And don't forget the Indy United hashtag. Thanks to all our speakers. And once again, thanks to all of law enforcement. They put their lives in line for us every day, and I don't think we can ever appreciate them enough. Thank you all very much for coming out tonight. God bless.